Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm gonna put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was gonna be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible, you know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah, Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me and I was still tripping, now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep, huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you started trying to reach, huh? But unto him who is able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, since it was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
The fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? 1 minute you tell him how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you backfight so fast, look like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. Huh? It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's a fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, cause the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're gonna be on top. Choir, sing the hook line one more again. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can make it.
I know good well. God can work it out.
Everybody, hump day, Wednesday. We started to show off with my boy Praise Master G, giving it up to my man upstairs, because you know he's the one to make it possible for us to be here and do what we do every week, week after week after week. You know, that's what I'm talking about. We have an exciting show today. We have this artist going to be joining us, American rapper, very exciting young gentleman, entrepreneur, record producer, actor, screenwriter. All that will be joining us shortly. So in the meantime, sit back, let your windows down, turn your air conditioning up, and let your boy bless your eardrums, you know. Here we go, you know what I'm saying? Let's kick back, cruise with us.
It's I, though. Mr. Long from Black Sheep. Guess we the white crow. Your bitch, grab Chaz, a full such fat out of ass. Put a trip like life, bro. Yeah, yo, let's get it. Come on. Hip-hop never died, she got buried alive. So I gave her CPR, she just barely survived. The record exec told me, I'm too smart for my own good. Cold for uppity, nigga, I spoke with a long hood.
The black, white, supremacist.
Like, you got on the wrong hood. Nathaniel and Venice, like, you on the wrong hood, homes. I'm strong in the force, the Lord the force. Swerving the horsepower in the nerve of the source. To lead me out the top of DMC,
I burn it, of course.
Had every news standing, fuck rap, I want a divorce. Take that back, I want half, so I go on the purse. Born cap, probably convert before I go in the dirt. Glad that they think to dig me up and warm in the corpse. Fuck it, I'ma be dead. Romney, buy me a church now. Find if you search who really murdered the verse. Verse, the murder really happened. I just slowed the reverse. Call it a curse to be so lyrical. My umbilical was bone in the nerves. Was thrown in the first, second. I took a breath, took a step. Look at the way I rep the West. Fuck respect, cut a motherfucking check. It's alright though. Mr. Long from Black Sheep, we the white crows. Tell your bitch rad cat, we'll pull something fat out of rad and put it in a lip like lipo.
Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. And that's why haters took it off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I won't quit. And that's why females be on my dick.
They asking why you still rhyming, Mo? Because I can't, so. Now you goose is cooked. What you worrying for? You the man, though. Y'all niggas kill me. Try to age my stage. When I'm in a bracket by myself, y'all niggas surf my wave. Try to shut me out of shit. You ain't a inherit, yo. That's comedy, son. Spit the roast in every coast with certifiable lungs. Insane flows. My name, Mo. At a N.I.E., I'm epitome. MC Double E. Can't talk shop surrounded by smoke and mirrors. The biggest fear is the contradiction of the appearance, yo. I let her listen to these moist in the ass dudes. Pitching chicks against each other. Putting out fast food. Sensitive ass is never surpassed. And send you every word a tribute to what light in the ass is. They got the nerve to call it practice. And I'm supposed to derive you niggas kicking up all the whackness. You optimistic, man. My sounds are blackness. Rectify the illest up in here with lyrical tactics. Plastic rappers, cellophane. You know my name. Quotables from verses of all the biggest up in the game. Yeah, it's pretty, ain't it? Yeah, I said it. It's infinite. You still crushing on me since the middle with no gimmicks. Nationality is British and with Indian Swiss. And that's why y'all dudes be on my
shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. And that's why haters took it off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I won't quit. And that's why females be on my dick.
What up, Razzy? It's Jack Splash. I'm about to hop on this airplane headed to L.A. I ain't even bringing no luggage, man. All I got with me is a bottle of Jack and these beats in my back pocket. We got this Oxymorons album to finish, Playboy. Easy.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned in house till it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you. You're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love had gone away. Thought you'd stay by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Can't chase you, no. in morning heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
That is just like Coltrane. Faith is just like Miles. Lee is just like Ellen when she smiles. Lady wants to know. She wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why this man has got to go.
This is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Boy, Mr. J.R. Perry, boy, you can't stop him, boy. He just got that smooth radio voice, you know what I'm saying? You listen to I Am Indy. This your boy, K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Let me see his, I guess, Mr. Snoopy So Fly in the building.
Yo, what's up,
Fly, you in the building. What up, bro?
I'm cooling, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, just out here doing what we do, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be out.
Oh, man, it's an honor to have you, man. It's always a pleasure to have an artist that actually know his craft and took time to put in his work and do his due diligence, man. So it's definitely our pleasure to have you on the show to do and help any way we can to, you know, help someone like yourself, you know, move forward.
Right. Man, you know, it's just one of them things, you know, when you end up life of music and you really want it, you're going to take the time out to go ahead on it and learn about what you need to do to make sure that everything comes out right to the way that you want, to your satisfaction. So, you know, that's what I'm going with my craft and what I got going on. So it's a whole lot of work, you know, a lot of studying, getting the right pleasure to, you know, be in y'all acquaintances and bringing my blessings with it.
Right. Well, man, well, what I'd like to do, man, you know, for the listeners that we have out there that don't know who you are, and we don't know why they don't know who you are, but for the ones that don't know who you are, let's start a little from the little beginning, man. Give them a little history, man. Take them to school a little bit, man. So,
y'all wake up. All y'all asleep, y'all wake up. It's your boy Snoopy, so fly, man. New South Records, man. CEO, artist, man. Producer / engineer / everything, man. The guy, man. I'm that man. I'm the main man, March man. You know. We got the whole team who shout, you know, we always moving, we always constantly doing things. You know, I started off this music thing when I was about 14. I've been doing it for 14 years, you know. Started my label about 2008, got it all together, all the paperwork, all the registrations, everything that you need to have, your sound scans, barcodes, you know, things like that, all the things that independent artists need to get started and build that platform to have a solid foundation. You know, got that done first. Then we started, you know, getting the crowd together. You know, the music is easy. You know, I do that in my sleep. You know, so anybody that knows anything about music, it's only about 5% of the business side of it. And, you know, you got to know the business side of it before you can really get into knowing the music and knowing what you really want. So got my business, you know, went to school for business management and music management. So we got those together, you know. After that, started doing a whole lot of different and whatnot, you know, to support local artists because we want to start bringing hope to the city of New Orleans, that is, because that's where I'm born and raised, 504 in the building, y'all stand up, y'all know what it is. You know, we're trying to bring a lot of love to the city so that these independent artists can have a chance to, you know, really come up and get out there, you know, because down up in the city of New Orleans, you know, we don't have any big labels or anything to help out, so you got a whole lot of people just grinding, you know, for really almost for nothing, almost to because there's no one to show it to. So, you know, that's why I drove to the West Coast, you know, I'm from New Orleans, we party all day.
What happened to old boy, man? He just ain't doing no more music, huh? Master P?
Master P, man, you know, shout out to the No Limit family and whatnot, you know, they, you know, when they went out to LA, a lot of the stuff, you know, a lot of the city just kind of died down on the music because, you know, they were the backbone of the music, and then, like, when they left, it was like the hope left with it. So then,
right,
you know, people really started getting grinded because, you know, the hope was gone. So now you got a lot of people that's really, like, at war with each other because there's no hope in the city. You know, Master P gone, Cash Money gone, you know, anything that had to do with bringing any artists from my city, they gone. And then that leaves a whole margin of error where a lot of our styles are being judged from different cultures because the people that we did have here, they're giving our culture to other people, you know what I'm saying? So now you got a whole bunch of people swagging, doing all kinds of things that New Orleans doing, acting like they're from our city, you know what I'm saying? So now
right,
it just kind of alleviates what we can do in the city. So now we, like, kind of backed into a corner down there. So, you know, we got to try to reach out. It's like, you know, that's why we left out and came to the West Coast to try to reach out to whoever we can, and, you know, any labels, any producers, whoever we can, so that we can, you know, bring that attention back down to the South Side because, you know, New Orleans, we party all day, and we got that swag, you know, is what we do.
And they they known. New Orleans is known for its music, known for the jazz. I mean, Al Hurt, yeah. All of the French Quarter. I know, I go back. That's one of my favorite hangouts. I didn't know nothing about Popeye's chicken until I came to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no chicken in the world like Popeye's chicken in New Orleans. In New Orleans. They can get Popeye's somewhere else, but it ain't going to be like it is in New Orleans.
No. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all, man. We were down there. We was up in Hollywood, man. We were looking at the Popeyes and stuff like that. We went and got the chicken and whatnot. And, you know, it just didn't have that flavor. It just didn't have,
No flavor, man.
You know, and that's what I'd be saying. You know, we got so much flavor down there that people come down there and steal what we got so easily and just give up because we don't have a market to even brand what we have, you know. So trying to create that market, that's the whole goal is, you know, the South goal is to go ahead on and create that lane, that avenue to show the progressiveness of New Orleans because as of right now, you could consider it like Hollywood South because a lot of the movies and stuff have been coming through, so you got definitely a lot of movies going on, so with the movies comes the music because, you know, you got to do soundtracks, so
right.
I'm trying to get it in to where it's New Orleans music that's on these soundtracks because they shooting in New Orleans, but we got everybody else's music being played on this except for New Orleans music, you know. And I don't think that's right. You know what I'm saying? You come to the city, you need to use the city's talent. You know,
exactly.
Just like if we was to come to Hollywood, you would use Hollywood talent, you know what I'm saying, to show what they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, at least infiltrate them. At least include them in what you're doing. That's only fair.
Huh?
And that's only respectful. And again, you know, it's like when I was last, I was actually in New Orleans, I was there when Katrina first hit. I was down there for the Essence Music Festival. And I ended up being in the airport like 2 days, you know what I'm saying? But I know New Orleans has always been known for a strong music culture. I go back to Dr. John and all those guys, man, from New Orleans, man. So
you already know that.
Oh yeah, I know. Zydeco, man, I know all that. I know what comes out of New Orleans, man. Some of the baddest, like I said, musicians come out of New Orleans,
yeah.
Man. You've got that sound.
We were born one of the top music places in the world, you know. You look on, if you pull it up on Google, we number one for entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Like, Google tell you New Orleans is the number one city for entertainment, music, fun, and nightclubbing. You know, we number one, but statistically-wise, you'll say we like number 25 because, you know, the actual city ain't getting the love, but the city is getting the love. You see what I'm saying? Like, the people of the city ain't getting the love, but the city is getting the love. So it's like, it's a big misconstruity on what's going on down in New Orleans. So that's why we had to break away and we try to, you know, change that. That's the whole goal. We just try to change what's going on in New Orleans.
Right. Well, I'm glad to know you, bro, because I had a source down there for my crawfish, man, but they fell out, man, you know, because they just sent me like 25 pounds. They sent me like 25, 30 pounds at a time, you know, but they fell off on me, man, so I need a new hookup.
I get you the mud bugs if you want. Hey, man, you know, that's what we do down there. We got the mud bugs there with it.
That's true. You know, hey, look, I know how to get my fingers wet. But anyway, listen, man, what else is in store for Snoopy So Fly? I mean, I know you're doing some acting and you're looking to do some more producing. I mean, what do you see in your new horizons, in your near horizons? That's what I'm trying to say.
In the near horizon, you know, with the music that we're pushing right now, we got the single Straight Like That, which is all in stores, you know, being backed by LRT and Fontana and Groove and Universal Music Group. You know, we got the Straight Like That in stores, so you can buy that, you know, Snoopy So Fly. It's called Straight Like That.
Hey,
Google all the...
Snoopy, hold up, man. Why don't you introduce the single, man? Let's go ahead and run that for our listeners, man. I kind of got a little ahead of ourselves. Let's do that, man. Let's run the single,
right.
So put the ears on that. Then I can ask you what you're going to do next.
All right, cool. No problem.
Come back to Silly over here, bro. You got to roll with me, bro.
This your boy, Snoopy So Fly. I'm kicking it with KD, man. this new single right here, it's called Straight Like That. By all means, it is what it says. It's straight like that. I don't care about how you feel. It's straight like that. Live, straight out there in Cali, y'all. Y'all go ahead and check this out. This movie so fly, Straight Like That. This sound record, man.
Here you go, y'all.
New South, New South, New South. The real music.
Oh, it's real. Respect the brotherhood, man. Sneakers so fly, ha, yeah. I said I'm on and I'm getting it straight like that, straight like that. I need to mind your day, I'm getting it straight like that, straight like that. I'm trying to add up all my millions, straight like that, straight like that. I can go home and I'm chilling, straight like that, 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 straight like that.
About what you think, no. All I wanna do is just laugh to the bank, yo. I don't really care about how you feel, no. Take a care of mine, that's what I call real. I don't really care about who you are, nah. How many stars or how many cars, no. I don't really care about all your stacks, no. Live back in my Cadillac. I got a big grip, I got big jokes, but I live off in my studio. I'm coming out of that rat hole, and I'm making noise, and I'm feeling bold. Partnered up and we playing space. You can't do nothing when I'm joking late. I heard the two is wild and I'm trying to play. Why we pull them down with that bottle ace? Real, yeah. And I'm flyer than a bird. Yeah. I thought you heard that the bird was a bird. Glass up and up on me. Hey. I do what I want, hey. They don't own me. Hey. This right here, hey. For you to be, cause hey. I pray to God, hey. For my soul to keep. Hey. They don't really know me. Hey. Don't wanna bring back, hey. That old me. Pay homage to you, OG. Hey. But I'm coming to get mine, so respect me. Hey. They acting like we homies. Hey. But boy, you ain't been rocking with me. I came up and was clear to see. No. That ain't no n- gon' stop me.
Said I'm on and I'm getting it straight like that. Straight like that. I need to mind your day. I'm getting it straight like that. Straight like that. I'm trying to add up all my millions. Straight like that. Straight like that. Then go home and I'm chilling. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that. Straight like that.
Opened up my mind and made a mess. That cleared up my business and it fixed my lens. Now I'm watching a full attack. Hit after hit, no one on the belt. Take it what's mine like a left hand. Now I'm papered up like a fool. Can't be looking crazy, but I'm cool though. Probably kept me riding a 6-4. And I'm here to switch like I'm Snoop Dogg. I mean Snoop Lion, you lying. I'm on fire, say if I'm dying, I'ma revive it. You keep saying you better than me. You don't wanna hear your blasphemy. Yo, hey, I'm Snoopy, I'm so fly. Get it right, hypnotized. You know all these sexy women. Going in, I'm Larry Flint. No potato, coming with it. Yeah, we winning. New beginnings and someone's handing. Plus we eating. Yeah, that's okay. Powered up like Popeye did. They don't really know me. Don't wanna bring back that old me. Pay homage to you OG. But I'm coming to get mine, so respect me. They acting like we homies. Boy, you ain't been rocking with me. I came up, it was clear to see. That ain't no gon' stop me.
I said I'm on and I'm getting it straight like that. Straight like that. I need to mind your day. I'm getting it straight like that. Straight like that.
But still reach. Yep. You ain't gotta sell drugs to get like me, cause I tried it. It didn't work for me. Cause the homie still on like I turned the key. May God be my witness.
Okay.
They be out there hating. They be wanting so bad. Some be working for Satan.
Okay.
But I got better cause I wasn't ready. Got my pet and I train. I'm running with my head like ready or not. Here I come. I'm super so fly. Now fuck them.
Well,
want all of my publishing royalty.
Yep.
You can't do that. You can't rock with me.
Nah.
I'ma fall back like I broke a seat.
Yep.
Cause you'll never say a damn snitch to me.
Nope.
I'ma always be real.
Yeah.
And real, recognize real.
Real.
This is what I do.
Okay.
And this is how I feel.
Real.
They don't really know
okay.
me. Don't wanna bring back that old me. They homage to you, OG. But I'm coming to get mine, so respect me. They acting like we homies. Boy, you ain't been rocking me. I came up and it was clear to see. There ain't no gon' stop me.
I'm on and I'm getting it straight like that.
mind your damn business. Straight like that, straight like that.
Yeah, we back with Snoopy So Fly, CEO of New South Records.
Yeah, yeah. Man, what y'all thought about that right there?
Yeah, I had my head, bobbing.
That thing hot, man. I'm telling you, before you know it, everybody will be hollering straight like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the new swing. You know, whenever somebody tell y'all something you don't want to hear, you just tell them straight like that. Straight like that.
Yeah, that was a nice joint. Who all worked on that besides yourself, or were you did everything?
No, it was me and my partner Shane. Shane plays the live guitar. Shout out to Shane Cadelli Productions. He did the guitar and I did everything else, you know, from the mixing and mastering, writing the song, producing it, putting it together, you know, mapping it out, getting it ready for release, so, you know, branding it, putting the works on, you know. I actually did all the feet work on this project myself, you know, and then once I got it up and running, the team got behind me and they liked it when I put together, and from there the team been running with it, you know. So I'm blessed to have my team, because my team is they wonderful, you know. They grind, they pump it, they're constantly tweaking Facebook and social networking it constantly, you know. It's lovely, man. So shout out to the team.
You just said something that was so important, man. And I didn't mean to cut you off, man. But I definitely want our listeners to really hear what you said in regards to having a team, because the way the industry is set up now is really nothing that any one person can do by itself, and it's so important to have a team and you all pull in the same direction at the same time.
Correct. And I try to tell people, you know, if you got a team on agendas besides your well-being, then that's not a team, you know. Your team, if you had a team, your team is loyal to you, then they're going to sit down and they're going to make sure that your well-being is the first thing that's most important. Because at the end of the day, if you're what's making the team move, then the team needs to make sure that you keep moving so you can make them, so they can move, you know. So, but your body's in the
You just made me think about something else that we mentioned earlier about that common sense factor.
Common sense. It's common sense, man. I'm just saying, you know, use a little common sense. You know, if you see your team not pulling their weight, you know, don't just sit around and just let time waste and keep on wasting all your precious time, because time don't waste for nobody, you know. You got to take your craft and do what you need to do with your craft, and if the team ain't with it, then they're not your team. You know, your team need to be with you 100, whatever you in for. If you say yes, it's yes. If you say no, it's no. You know, whatever, you know, then y'all vote on things. You talk things out. If they believe another song is hotter than the one that you think is hotter, most likely another song is probably hotter. You know, you can't just be a closed-minded person and think that, you know better than what a group of your peers are saying, you know. So get out that one mindset, get out that arrogance. You know, people want to be superstars before they even put in the groundwork to becoming a household star, you know. Before you even get a little name, you want to be a superstar. You want to be Lil Wayne. You want to be B.O.P. and T.I. and all this, but what you understand is these guys have been in this game for 10 years plus, and before they even got their name known, probably 5 years before that, just trying to get their name known. So it ain't no overnight success, and the ones that do overnight success, those are the ones that are getting jerked around and getting these little sloppy deals and getting beat out their money because they don't know what's going on. They don't know the business. They see a little bit of money come up on that contract and they're ready to sign. You know what I'm saying? I get all my money, all my publishing, all my royalties. So y'all don't know what punishment is, then you still sleep.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people there, they don't know what it's for. They just think it's a word.
Or they think it has something to do with only literary work, only books.
Right, and books are movies, and they be sleeping, you know. They sound scans, you know. Make sure y'all get your sound scans up, you know. These are things, common sense wise, if you took the time out to get your business together first, you know what I'm saying, then you would know these things. Or took the time out to start talking to the right people or get yourself surrounded by the right people. As long as you stand with negativity, you'll never get around the positivity of it and start moving because you're taking too much time dealing with the negativity of your circle. You know, so get out that circle, man. It's time to break them walls down. You know, if your team is with you, that's great, man. Y'all move together. Y'all get your foundation up. Make sure you got the business. And if your team ain't with you, then find a team that's about what you believe in. You know, you got to be able to believe in what you believe in. And then they're going to believe in you.
And, you know, and that's important, too, you know, and this is for the potential team members out there. If you get on the team, it's important you be loyal to that team. Don't get on that team and be trying to sell your chicken out of that man's chicken shack. And that is too common in this industry. You know, you get a person, you know, like yourself, and you bring on a new team member and you put them on, and before you know it, they trying to sell their chicken out of your chicken shack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know how it goes. You know, like we were talking earlier, there's people that do, and then there's people that use. You know, some people get up and they go do it themselves, and then they got other people that's going to sit back and try to use people to do it for them. And those people, like you said, they ain't going to keep it because they didn't put it together themselves, so it's still going to fall apart.
Still going to fall apart. Quicker than nothing. Quicker than nothing because they know nothing about anything.
Nothing.
They didn't build it. You know, use ourselves for an example, man. We started out as an artist, so we had to learn how to do that first. And then the business, even before you got to the point of even having a label, and a lot of these cats I run into now on a daily, you know, they got these labels, and they don't know even the responsibilities even come with that title.
I know. It'd be killing me. Everybody got labels these days. It's like...
Yeah, that's because they don't know the responsibilities that come with that title. It's just the name. They don't know what comes with that.
Name.
They don't know what's behind that.
They don't know, and most likely... The name ain't even protected.
You know.
They just run around with a name that has no protection.
Nothing. And then, you know, and I give this one to the artist that's listening. Learn the difference between a manager and a booking agent.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please. Learn the difference what an investor is, because a manager is not necessarily your investor. Please learn the difference. You know what I mean? Learn those things.
Don't let your manager be your investor, because then you go really be getting stole from.
Whew. But at least learn what their job description is, what it is they supposed to do, what they don't do, because people have a tendency to call you and say, hey, man, can you get me a paying gig? Man, I need to work. And I'm like, well, it would be real easy if somebody knew who you were, but it's hard to get somebody to pay you that don't know you.
They don't know you. You see what I'm saying? But that's that superstardom attitude before they get to that range, you know? They're already in superstar mode because they sat at home and made a nice little song on their computer that nobody know about, and that's not even protected, but you know they're superstars already. Those are the type of artists that I really don't take the time out to deal with, but if they was to sit down and want to know about it, any artist that want to know about how to get this thing started, man, you know, hitting up on newstylerecords@yahoo.com or on Facebook, Snoop So Fly. I love giving out information to my young fellow musicians. So if it wasn't for somebody teaching me, then I wouldn't know. So I got to pass it along, and that's how we're going to get our blessings. See, people are so stuck with that pay me, that they don't get blessed. They wonder why they don't get nowhere. See, me, I sit around and I just send my blessings, and I get paid for my blessings. So I'm not actually paid in the long run just by what I can see.
Wow. Right. And same here,
you know?
And I think that has a lot to do with why we do this show, is because we can you know, reach out and touch a lot of people, and hopefully somebody somewhere would get something informative from the show that can enhance their careers one way or another.
Oh, yeah, you know, they're always looking. I mean, when I was an up-and-coming artist myself, you know, I was always looking for information on how to get it together or how to, you know, start this or what this job was supposed to do, you know. And I can tell you one thing, you know, there's a book out that I read a lot, and I read it for a lot of resources. And that's nothing, man. Please read. They got a book called All About the Music Business by Donald P. Passman. That's an incredible book for any upcoming artist that want to know anything. I'm going to talk about not even an artist. If you just want to be, if you want to be an agent, if you want to be a broker,
Sound like we're losing you there, man. I guess you moved or doing something. Yeah. I guess, you know, we're having some technical difficulties with our guests. You know, it's not always the greatest weather in certain parts of the country, but that is what that is. But I'm sure he'll be calling back in shortly, you know. But we're kicking it with Snoopy So Fly from New South Records, you know, and kicking this game around about the music business, how it has definitely changed over the years. But, you know, hold on, let me see if he's back with us. You back with us?
Yeah, yeah, I'm back, man, I'm back. Dead zone, you know, when you hit these hills, I got a lot of dead zone. But I was saying, though, you know, just that book alone will give you so much information that you need. Like, again, I said, it's all about the music business. If you want to know about it, go get the book. It'll tell you everything you need to know about anything that is to know, and you can always go back to it as a reference to ask yourself a question about anything that you need to know. So I really recommend that book, you know. And then patience is a virtue. Another book I recommend is by Russell Simmons, you know, it's called Stillness. I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember the name of the book. I'll be reading some of his book, Successful Stillness by Russell Simmons. You know, it teaches you how to be one with yourself and stop rushing everything that you're doing. You know, a lot of these artists, they want to rush into things because my time about to run out. You know, what y'all don't understand is a lot of these rappers that y'all listen to these days, they're like 35, 38, you know, they old guys, you know, so they've been doing it for a long time. So your time is whenever your time is. So you got to make sure that you know what's going on when it is your time. Other than that, you ain't going to never have a time, because when it do come, you ain't going to know what's going on, and you're still going to fall off.
Yep.
You know, so get it together, man. That's all I'm saying. Get it together.
And it ain't your time to Big Boy Upstairs say it's your time, regardless of what time we say it is.
You see what I'm saying? So patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue. You sit back and you keep learning and you keep doing and you keep grinding and you keep connecting and you keep talking. And when the Big Boy Upstairs, when Pops Upstairs say it's time, you're going to know. You will know, because you're going to be ready. If you can't feel it in your stomach that you ready, then you ain't ready. I got the fire burning in my belly right now. I'm so ready. Y'all heard the song. It's hot. You know, we pumping it. We driving up. We driving from New Orleans all the way out to Cali. We, you know, hitting Hollywood. We grinding. Y'all, you know, people sitting at home thinking the music's going to get out because you put it on a computer and you throw it up on a little thatpiff.com and all that, man. Those people still can't see you. They're not gonna respect you. You can't even show people the respect to get up and come to their city or go to meet and greets or show your face. And how you gonna get respect in the music business? You can't even respect yourself to get up and go meet people or get out there and go meet the world. You know, so that's where we at with it. We gonna meet the world. We gonna let y'all see us first. We gonna come meet y'all face to face, shake their hands. You know, we at the Hollywood up this week. You know. Cali, I think we talked about at least 400 people, because we came out there with like 500 CDs. And I knew we only got like 50 left, you know, and we shook hands, took pictures with everybody that we met, you know. So it's like just in, you know, the last 3 days, I done gained 400 fans on Twitter. just by going out, running and talking to people, telling my information. You know, that's 400 new fans. That's possibly 400 new
real
fans.
Those are real fans.
They real fans. They tweeting me as soon as I'm leaving. They posting up the pictures. I ran into Snoopy So Fly, man. It was a pleasure meeting him. He down here going to Power 106 tomorrow, man. Y'all go listen to it. You know, they tweeting for me already. Just meeting them. They posting for me while y'all sitting at home just posting your own stuff. All I can say, if you got real fans, you got real followers, you posted one time on your social media, you should see many shares. Somebody should be sharing it for you. You shouldn't be the only one sharing. You ain't got real fans because nobody knows you. You ain't going out there and that woman getting real fans. You know, it's about showing that respect to people. You know, the more we show respect and love, the better we'll be off. You know, it's the lack of love and respect what's going on in the music business, and it's leaving a whole lot of people, you know, getting a short end of the stick. And sometimes, you know, when people get the short end of the stick, they react certain ways that, you know, put them in certain predicaments that they shouldn't have been in. But, you know, common sense. It's all due back to common sense.
Absolutely. Because if you don't give your artists and your fans, if you don't give your fans a proper amount of respect, why should they reward you by giving you their money?
You see what I'm saying? Now, we came out to Cali, and you know, we was handing out the mixtapes because, you know, that's how we do it. You can buy the single from me, I'm going to give you the mixtape regardless. You can't buy the single, I'm still going to give you the mixtape because I want you to check me out and see if you like me. That's why it's called a mixtape. I want you to see if you like me. The mixtape was still all original music because I'm an original guy. I'm not going to, you know, take nobody's music and stuff like that. Now, the ones that I did take, they were the music, you know, of the past that really meant something that you can actually say some words on to, because, like, that's what you really need. So if you're going to do that, you know, like with mixtapes, if you're going to do a mixtape that has meaning. Don't just be jacking people's songs and redoing the same work that they doing or got the same swag they got, and they go give it to somebody and try to sell it to them, and you wonder why you ain't getting that. First of all, you're stealing people's music. You ain't original. You're selling other people's music, so you're stealing from other artists, so now I don't even respect you. You're stealing somebody else's quality craft that they put their time into to make original, and, now you're a hot artist because you killed somebody else's track. Okay, you're a good rapper, but you're not original.
Right. And that was the whole thing about the whole rap genre versus R&B, because a lot of singers they remake other singers' other singers' songs, but rappers from the beginning they didn't rap other rappers' raps.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying. So how did that thing change right in there? You know what I'm saying? Because there's really no publishing value when you take somebody else's music.
No publishing value because you ain't got the okay to do so. But
well, I had somebody try to sell me one of my songs too, man. they tried to sell me one of my group songs, man. You know, I was with this R&B group back in the 70s called New Birth. And Cat came up to me wanting to sell, you know, Wildflower, and that was one of our biggest songs.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow, dude, you know, they're not even realizing, you know, I mean, because that's what that is, man. You stealing, homeboy.
You stealing. And they're doing it so openly that they don't even feel bad about it. It's like they've been doing so much that now they just stealing it like it's okay. Oh, I'm going to, oh, man, my old mixtape is Meek Mill's track and Maybach Music tracks. And, like, dude. That's not hot. Like, I don't respect any artists that come up with anything original. And that's just my opinion. I don't respect any artists that ain't original. An artist is an artist for a reason. An artist is somebody who can create. And creativity is not something you steal.
Yeah. That's why it's called an artist. That's the whole purpose of being an artist.
The whole purpose.
Look up the term in the dictionary. What is a artist?
If you ask these days, the term would be somebody that steals other people's music and write it off as their own.
And don't want to go do a show unless I'm getting paid, even though don't nobody know me.
Right, and nobody, even though nobody know me, you know what I'm saying? So, but they make it easy for people like me, you know what I'm saying? They make it real easy for people like me. So keep on messing up like y'all doing. Keep messing up like y'all doing, artists. Don't do nothing right. Keep doing it the way y'all doing it. And y'all go keep on making Snoopy So Fly a richer man. Because they're going to keep on wanting me to come out to bring that real and bring that original. While y'all keep on bringing that sloppy subject, I'm going to be bringing them proud first. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all making me proud.
Hey, well, they gonna help us all keep growing, brother. Cause listen,
I
watched a lot of those people fall by the wayside, and like you said, the reason I'm still going strong too is because my blessings keep getting reinforced because I continue to give. You can't just take. You got to give. You got to give. You got to give. And sometimes you get disillusioned. Sometimes you get disgusted. Sometimes all of that because you do things for people and they don't reciprocate in the manner that you think they should. But that's our fault too, because we shouldn't even expect shit in return. For real. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't get disappointed until you expect people to act the way that we do, and everybody's not going to do that.
Yeah,
they just not going to do
that.
You know, but I continue being blessed. You know, I'd be hurt for a few minutes, few days, you know what I'm saying? And then something wonderful happened, then another door opened up for me.
But that's the way the love works, you know? That's the way blessing works. See, as long as you think you're going to get over on somebody and, you know, mess over with the good people who are trying to help you, you ain't going to never get nowhere. See, now you might hold us down for that one little day, that two little day, but see that third day? Oh, you know, Big Brother. He got us. He gonna shake us back, and he's gonna make whatever they just try to destroy, he's gonna make it two times better. You know, so that's why I love it. I give. You know, I don't ask nobody for nothing, you know, because I'd rather give you something, you know, and I don't expect nothing from you because I'm not gonna let you let me down.
Yeah, you don't want to be disappointed. You don't want to be pissed off later.
Right, so I don't expect nothing back. So I'll give you anything you ask for, and I don't expect nothing back because I don't want to be pissed off later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Sue, that's right.
It's crazy, man. Like, when you really want this music thing, man, and I'm speaking to all the artists out there, you know, even though I told y'all, you know, keep doing what y'all doing, I really don't want y'all to keep doing what y'all doing, because I want everybody to come up. There's enough room up in this world for everybody to come up. Just get it together, man. Like, work together. You know, the more teamwork you got, the more doing, the more people you want to deal with, you know, and get out this antisocial mode, the better things will start moving for you. You know, when you start blessing people, your blessings start coming. When you start, you know, doing more for other people, people want to do for you, you know what I'm saying? Because they see that you're a doer and not a user. You know?
And that's so important, so important. Well, man, listen, we down to the last minute or so of the show, man, and I want to definitely thank you and your crew and everybody over at New South Records, man. And
thank you.
Thank you for coming through, man. And definitely tell people they can go get your single right quick again. Tell them real quick.
Man, look. It's Snoopy So Fly, New South Records. Y'all go over there, or y'all can go to Midnight Club Records over there on the west side of Hollywood. Y'all can go online, Google Play, all of that. You know, holla at my man Sam. He got the single over there at Midnight Records. You know,
We definitely want to give a shout out real quick to LRT, Lisa, Audra, and the whole Ingles Universal crew.
Thanks, y'all. I mean, hey, Lisa, Audrey, LRT, Fontaine, all y'all, man. Look, they make it so easy for me, man. Like, you know, because I'm a good grinder, they pick up the phone call. I never get the rig, but, you know, I get the phone picked up every time. And I just want to say shout out Lisa, Audrey, y'all the best, man. And we doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm gonna be the number one artist of the year. I'm just letting y'all know that, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'm taking my spot right now. Look, I'm coming, I'm doing this thing. I got the fire in my belly. Snoopy So Fly, Instagram, Facebook. All you gotta do is type in Snoopy So Fly, man. Instagram, Facebook, all of that. It all links back to me. You Google me, Snoopy So Fly. You're gonna see everything. The singles say like that. You can buy that. I got other singles that. I've noted American Way, all kind of different things, man. But definitely go buy the single Straight Like That. You know, Single So Fire, New Sound Records, LRT Musical, Trying to End a Musical. You know, man, look, we're getting it, man. It's a new year, new South. We here, man. So I want to thank y'all for having me, and definitely thank you, KJ, for taking the time out to talk to me and letting me, you know, think about what's going on in this industry.
All right, my brother. Listen, we're going to be in touch, man. So we're going to holler. Show's over right now, but you're going to be back, and we're going to holler offline, man, see what's next.
You already know, man. You take it easy. Have a blessed day.
All right. Same to you.
All right, my brother.